You're listening to SBS News.
Worrying times have returned for much of Europe as some of the continent's biggest countries try to stave off extensive damage from a second wave of the coronavirus. German Chancellor Angela Merkel has agreed to extend measures aimed at countering the virus. She's reached an agreement with the heads of Germany's 16 state governments to lower the threshold at which tougher measures, like late-night curfews on bars and tighter restrictions on private gatherings, would kick in. It would now be 35 infections per 100,000 people over 7 days, compared with the previous rate of 50 infections per 100,000 people over 7 days. The most recent daily statistics show more than 5,000 cases registered in one day in Germany and 43 deaths. Ms. Merkel says Germans simply must comply with any restrictions.
Das Infektionsgeschehen ist eben sehr dynamisch geworden. Wir sehen in unseren Nachbarländern, dass dort sehr einschneidende Maßnahmen getroffen werden müssen.
The occurrence of infections has become very dynamic, and we see in our neighbouring countries that very drastic measures have to be taken. And what is very important now, and that is why I would like to appeal to the citizens once again in this decisive and critical phase of autumn, it is very, very important that everyone continues to play along.
Chief among the neighbouring countries Ms. Merkel is referring to is France. French President Emmanuel Macron has ordered regions housing around one-third of the country's population, including Paris, into a curfew to try and combat the second wave of the virus. Mr. Macron says the virus is spreading at parties and other private gatherings. He says a curfew is therefore needed to prevent hospitals from becoming overwhelmed with COVID-19 patients.
Notre objectif, ça doit être de réduire.
Our objective is to reduce private contacts, which are the most dangerous contacts. So those moments when we loosen up, when we are with people outside our family cell, during friendly times, this is what is cruel in managing this disease. These are the moments when we can get infected because we are too close to each other for a certain amount of time. So yes, what we call a curfew is a measure that is appropriate.
Le couvre-feu est une mesure qui est pertinente.
On the other side of the English Channel, the argument over what path to take in order to prevent the virus from reappearing too strongly is not as unanimous. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is taking a regional rather than national approach, despite a report by the government's scientific advisers, known as the Scientific Action Group on Emergencies, or SAGE. It is recommending a 2 to 3 week national lockdown. The opposition leader, Sir Keir Starmer, is recommending the government follow that report. He says the government's actions have made the situation worse, not better.
I know that for someone who's been an opportunist all his life, this is difficult to understand. But having read and considered the SAGE advice, I have genuinely concluded that a circuit break is in the national interest. Genuinely concluded. Mr. Speaker, it's the failure of the Prime Minister's strategy that means tougher measures are now unavoidable.
Mr. Johnson says he's not ruling anything out, but for now, he's staying the course with his approach.
We see this as a national crisis that we are going to turn around. And the way we're going to do it, Mr. Speaker, the way we're going to do it, and I rule out nothing, of course, in combating the virus, but we are going to do it with the local, the regional approach that can drive down and will drive down the virus if it is properly implemented.
On the other side of the Atlantic Ocean, it's been confirmed that, along with US President Donald Trump and First Lady Melania Trump, Barron Trump, the couple's son, has also been infected with the virus. Mr. Trump is saying Barron's case of the virus was mild and is citing it as an example of why US schools should reopen as soon as possible. Elsewhere in the region, the Pan American Health Organization, or PAHO, says Ecuador, Mexico, Suriname, and El Salvador will be the first countries to receive a new rapid diagnostic test that will aim to monitor the spread of the virus in vulnerable and remote regions. PAHO's director, Dr. Carissa Etienne, says the test could totally change the situation regarding COVID-19 in the region.
I really believe that this new rapid diagnostic test can be a game changer for the region of the Americas. I urge our member states to partner with PAHO to bring these new tests to the hospitals and health clinics on the front lines of our fight against a virus.
And worldwide, the economic response to the virus continues to be as hotly debated and eagerly watched as the healthcare response. The global economy is trying to recover from its worst collapse in nearly 100 years because of the virus. The International Monetary Fund is forecasting a partial and uneven recovery in 2021. The fund's managing director, Kristalina Georgieva, says support measures for the pandemic as introduced by governments will have to remain in place for quite a while to come.
A durable economic recovery is only possible if we beat the pandemic, and we beat it everywhere. Stepping up vital health measures is our imperative, as is fiscal and monetary support to households and firms. These lifelines, such as credit guarantees, wage subsidies, they're likely to remain critical for some time to ensure economic and financial stability.
Worldwide, there have now been 38.4 million coronavirus infections and nearly 1.1 million deaths. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Sunila Wasti, SBS News.